both for accidental FMs and for people who intentionally choose FM, there's a service component that drives a lot of us, mm-hmm. where we get a lot of value from serving others. Yes, we're managing, you know, the preventive maintenance of capital assets and fire life safety and so many other things. But at the end of the day, you're doing this for the people.
Welcome to Connected FM, a podcast connecting you to the latest insights, tools, and resources to help you succeed in facility management. This podcast is brought to you by IFMA, the leading professional association for facility managers. If you are ready to grow your network and advance in your career, go to IFMA.org to get started. In today's episode, IFMA Global Board member Bobby Lerone sits down with the IFMA Foundation's Board of Trustees member Brent Ward to share their personal journeys into the FM industry. They also discuss the essential role of being in a professional FM community, using education to build an FM career, and much more. Now, let's get into it.
I'm Brent Ward. I'm with the Oregon Southwest Washington chapter. I'm a facility management consultant working all over the country and feature all over the world, actually. I'm working with some clients. I have my CFM, FMP, and SFP and love the facilities management environment. It's, you know, I bleed IFMA colors, I think, when someone cuts me. So looking forward to talking about how to get into FM and how to make FM your career. What about you, Bobby?
Yeah, everybody's story is so unique and how they actually follow that pathway into FM. I'm Bobby Lerone. I'm on the global board of IFMA, a facility manager for 16 years and just love the industry. And I'm excited to hear your origin story, Brent.
Well, I was raised in a construction family, 9, 10 years old. I'm on my uncle's construction sites running backhoes and front end loaders. And so grew up in construction. I've owned my own painting business for several years, twice. Went to college, got a degree in mechanical and architectural design, and then started working. And I had a child, and when I had a child, I realized that being a project manager for a large painting company was not conducive to be at home, be with my child, working 12, 14-hour days. So I went and I got a job as a painter with a school district. Eventually got promoted into a maintenance coordinator, which was handling all of their capital projects. Fell in love with facilities and what all that represented during that period. And when I got laid off due to budget cuts, I said, that's it. I'm going to be a facility manager. I'm not going to even apply for anything else. I'm not going to accept any other jobs. And I got that and haven't looked back since 2019. I've worked in medical laboratories. I've worked in education and I've worked in banking for that period. Yes. And now I own my own consulting company for facilities management.
Awesome. I knew about 80% of that. So thanks for filling in the blanks, though.
Yeah.
I basically got into FM. I'm literally the quintessential unintentional FM, as many of us are. Mm-hmm. I was a mid-career professional that transitioned in, and I was a broadcast journalist and public affairs specialist in the Army, and basically got hired into a broadcast organization after my time in the military in their production services department. But then there was a retirement within the organization, and I basically just raised my hand and said, let me do for the org what I've been doing for this department, and became the facilities director. So my first job in FM was facilities director. So the thing I was thinking most about was how do I get that just-in-time knowledge? And so quickly became a member of the chapter in Oregon, in Southwest Washington, and formed that close circle of trusted advisors around me, other FM practitioners in the business that have been doing over 20, 30, 40 years. Because what we know in FM is there's really nothing new under the sun. A lot of what your challenges are, other people are facing too. So why reinvent the wheel?
Right. Yeah, and it's so true that this network that we build in our local chapter is key to our success. We can't be an island and succeed as facility managers. We have to rely on the knowledge and expertise of everybody around us. So what advice, direction would you give people who are starting off in their career to further it and become a top-notch, world-class facility manager?
I think it starts and ends with IFMA. You get involved with IFMA at the chapter level, form those close relationships with those trusted advisors I made mention of, and that initially is going to get you about halfway there. Also, leverage your service partners, your vendors, because they have the expert knowledge within their lane. I can't tell you how many times I got smart on a piece of equipment or what have you just by diving deep with the vendors.
Yeah.
And so, of course, then you get into more formal education with the credentials and what they provide at IFMA. And that gives you the baseline of how you can like build your career from there.
Yeah. No, I can't agree with you more. When I originally joined IFMA, I did not join the local chapter. Didn't think I had time, didn't want to be involved, et cetera. So I didn't join a local chapter. I just joined a council. I was working for a nonprofit at the time, so I joined the nonprofit council. And HVAC company called on me and wanted to be our HVAC company. So we were sitting there talking over lunch, and I mentioned that I was a member of IFMA, and she said, No, you're not. And I went, yeah, I am. And I wasn't a member of the local chapter, but I was a member of Global. And she says, you need to join the local chapter. And I said, nah, I haven't got time for that. So she comped me the next event, and I haven't looked back since. I've been part of IFMA ever since. It was a different experience than I anticipated, than other organizations that I've been a part of. And have loved every minute of it ever since because of that camaraderie, because we're truly here to help each other grow, not competing with each other. And that feeling is amazing. And that was, believe it or not, only 5 years ago.
Facilities don't run themselves. People run them. TMA Systems delivers intelligent maintenance management solutions designed around the humans behind the work, the supervisors, technicians, and operators keeping everything moving. With TMAI embedded directly into the workflows teams already use, AI becomes a practical assistant, helping streamline scheduling, simplifying requests, and surface the right insights at the right time. TMA's products work in the background, organizing the noise so your team can stay focused on keeping facilities running smoothly. No new systems to learn, no disruption to trusted processes. Discover more at tmasystems.com/IFMAPodcast. That's tmasystems.com/IFMAPodcast.
Time goes by quick,
yeah.
If you think about it. But it's funny you should mention one of our local chapter members grabbed you and said, you need to be with us. That's the same thing that happened to me in 2013. Our chapter was manning the booth at the Oregon Convention Center's Facilities Expo. And I had taken my team member, facility manager, there because we're going to do much like what we do here, speak with the service partners and understand the new tech that's coming out. And then somebody grabbed me by the arm and have you heard of IFMA? And I go, IF what? Yeah. What's that? And then the rest is history. And I wouldn't be where I'm at today without IFMA. I've had two roles in FM, one in the broadcast media sector and one in ambulatory healthcare. But the throughput for the past 16 years has been IFMA. I can always go back to that well.
Yeah, you get out of IFMA what you put into IFMA. If you sit on the sidelines, don't go to very many chapter meetings, don't come to World Workplace, don't go to Facility Fusion, that's what you're going to get out of IFMA.
100%.
And yeah. So, if you jump in and apply yourself and get to know people and get involved and know the vendors that are involved and know the FMs that are involved and come to events like this and get to know the staff at IFMA, the next thing you know, you're doing a podcast. Or you're on the global board or on the foundation board like I am, and part of chapters and part of all kinds of things with IFMA. And it's that giving back that gives me fulfillment, but it also makes me happy that I can help others to grow in their FM career by doing these things. But you can't do it sitting on the sidelines. It doesn't work.
And it's a natural fit for most FMs, both for accidental FMs and for people who intentionally choose FM. There's a service component that drives a lot of us, mm-hmm. where we get a lot of value from serving others. For me, it was a continuation of my time in the military. And then I went into the nonprofit sector at first. And because I had missed that esprit de corps you have when everybody on your team is focused on mission, that's really how I look at it. And yes, we're managing, you know, the preventive maintenance of capital assets and fire life safety and so many other things. But at the end of the day, you're doing this for the people.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, I think, what sometimes is missed is we have to recognize we are in a service industry.
Right.
We are servicing the people who occupy the buildings that we manage. And that service also then needs to be turned around and given to our fellow FMs by becoming involved in IFMA in all phases so that we can share that love for facilities management with others.
And the way that IFMA meets you where you are as far as like a menu of options of how you'd want to serve or give back.
Yeah.
I mean, with, of course, with the triple C's, the chapters, communities, and councils, but with so many other avenues of approach to basically feed your passion,
yes,
sharpen your saw. What do you need out of IFMA? If you can identify that, then all you do is walk down that path and the resources are there for you.
Yeah. In our chapter, every quarter, we do what we call an IFMA 101. And it's virtual, mostly for new members, but others attend as well. And we explain everything that IFMA has to offer to make their job life easier. You know, in education, you know, yes, we know we have the FMP, the SFP, and the CFM, but there's also all of the webinars that they do. There's the blogs, there's the podcast, there's the newsletters that come out. There's all of these things that if we don't take advantage of, we're not going to grow as an FM. And none of us has time to listen to every podcast or read every blog and all of that information. But if you find your path, what is your favorite way of learning? Do you like visual things as well as audio? Then there's webinars and there's podcasts. But if you just want to read, then there's other methods as well. And so the same information comes at us in different directions. And so we can take advantage of it no matter what our favorite way of receiving it is. If you want to run around with earbuds and listen to podcasts, they're there for you. So having that variety of means of growing in your career is something that IFMA does so well, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and before ChatGPT, there was IFMA Engage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to your point, though, about where can you find that knowledge, IFMA Engage is something, you know, I've leveraged quite a bit because you're tapping into the boots on the ground folks that are dealing with the issue every single day. And and that's how I consume information. Engage is a great platform for me in that regard. But to your earlier point, you know, the credentials, formal education, white paper sharing, you know, these are also vehicles for that, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And having the credentials has helped me so much in my career. More and more employers are requiring some of IFPA's credentials, whether it's the FMP or the CFM. So getting those in place is critical to your career and growing in your career. And IFMA makes it so easy because they offer it in various ways that you can get it. You know, you can do an in-person class. You can do it virtually online all by yourself. You know, there's so many options. So again, whatever's best for you, you can do. So take advantage of all those things and do what IFMA has available.
Absolutely. And I have the CFM and FMP as well. And I can tell you that, yes, employers are demanding that now even more and more. But the other thing is you have a common vocabulary with other FMs across the globe.
Yeah.
And that to me, I find the most value in. It's like, we all know exactly what we're talking about when you go back to the core principles of FM.
Yeah. So. And that's a good point. The core principles that FM has, those are the critical areas. And knowing those and being able to have training for each one of those. So if you do the career path on IFMA, then you know which ones of those you need to bone up on and get to maybe take that class. So it's great that they've offered all of those things.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, how we got into FM and how we got involved with IFMA. And I kind of, in the beginning of my career, needed IFMA so much. I really leaned into IFMA. And now the joy I get in participation in IFMA is how I can give back, especially with the students and the young professionals coming into the profession. Yeah. They're helping us out by making FM their career of choice. It's so we actually have someone to pass the baton to, you know?
That's a valid point. And I think that's one of the things that I enjoy about being on the foundation board is working with the students here, being involved in finding sponsors to give them scholarships and those opportunities, because that is the next generation and they need the support and help and love that we can give them to nurture them in their career and to continue to grow. And exposing them to IFMA is invaluable to their career.
We were talking earlier before the mics were on, and we mentioned the way that IFMA has done it for a while now is the students that are coming from all around the globe, scholarship winners, what have you, they form a cohort that travels through world workplace together. Mm-hmm. And so they're creating these week-long memories of this group of people in this point in time. Fast forward 20 years, that cohort's going to be, you know, leveraging each other their entire career, leaning on each other, relying on each other their entire career.
Yes.
And it all started here.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a phenomenal thing. I loved hearing some of their stories. You know, they're not all in FM degree programs. They're in construction management, they're in project management, they're in various areas, but they're realizing through the scholarship program and being here what FM is, and they're falling in love with it. So that's great for our next generation. It's fantastic.
Well, and IFMA's really followed a tried and true model of these chapters around the globe, because I'm a former Rotarian, and the way Rotary does it is very similar in that you have your clubs, you know, but you have Interact in the high schools, Rotaract in the colleges, and then the Rotary clubs for your professionals. And IFMA has those avenues of approach too. We're getting in more and more schools, more and more student-led chapters, which is a great thing to see.
It's phenomenal. Well, Bobby, it's been a pleasure chatting with you about facility management and making it your career and the value that IFMA brings and taking advantage of all of that value. It's been a pleasure. Thank you much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into the Connected FM podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review the show, because it really helps us reach more listeners just like you. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. See you next time.